Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. And if you would, check me out on YouTube, check me out on iTunes, look up the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, D-A-N-F-R-I-O. Today we're piggybacking off of yesterday's show, where we're going over the steps of home ownership. So you decide, you know what, I want to buy a house. I'm tired of paying my landlord's mortgage. Look at it. Don't look at it as you're paying rent. Look at it that you're paying, and I'll throw this a curveball a little bit. Look at this as you're paying my mortgage. I own the house you rent. You send me rent, I pay the mortgage. So basically you're just paying my mortgage. Think of it that way. So you might say, well, you know what, I just like renting. Great, there's nothing wrong with that. But just think of it, you're paying someone else's mortgage. So there are other, you know, dealings with home ownership. But I went through, you know, in past episodes, I went through the numbers of, let's say the house doesn't appreciate at all. But if you rent a place for 10 years versus you bought a place for 10 years, what are you getting out of it? Even if there's no appreciation in the house, you're probably still going to build a good amount of equity just because you're making payments. If you want to reach out to me and ask any questions, please give me a call at 630-338-1160. So again, we're picking up today from yesterday's show. This is the steps of home ownership. Basically, what we did is we went through steps 1 through 4 yesterday. First is basically what we're saying is, you know, you want to buy a house. So what next? What do you have to do to prepare yourself to buy a house? Okay. Pieces of the puzzle: income, credit, down payment. We went through those yesterday. We got through, you know, find out your credit scores. How do you find out what your credit scores are? CreditScoresAndMore.com. CreditScoresAndMore.com. Go through there and complete step 1 for the free system, educational system, and review your credit and get monitoring. Step 2, you will get your real FICO scores, all 36. Yes, 36. And it's the same scores your lender will be getting and using. Start the process early. Get pre-approved early. Use a company that's reputable and that you can talk with, that has experience, that has the programs, that has everything you need. Basically, let's say you're investing. If you're going to invest $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 into something, don't you want to deal with somebody who knows what they're doing other than just clicking buttons on the computer and getting a piece of paper saying we can help you? Think about it. This is probably the biggest money spending or asset, or however you want to look at, the biggest piece of your life that you're ever going to put down kind of your signature on. I'll leave it at that. And then finding an experienced full-time realtor in the area that you're looking in that neighborhood. Why? Full-time. You want them to be accessible all the time. If a house comes on the market today at noon, can they take you there? Okay, that's full-time. Experienced. You want them to know what they're doing. If you have I had a buddy say this to me, why he's using me. He said, you know what? I'm in the World Series, bottom of the ninth, 2 outs, bases loaded. Do I want to throw a rookie on the mound to pitch? Or do I want to put somebody on the mound that knows what they're doing, has been in this situation and has experience, can handle the pressure? I always say, God's going to throw you curveballs. How bad's the curveball? During this process, if you get curveballs thrown at you, who's on the mound for you? You know, who is there fighting for you, trying to figure this out with you? Somebody, and I'm not bashing, I was a newbie at one point as well, but there's a place and time for that, you know, the newbies in this business. But you know, if you're going through this process, you're buying a $500,000 home and you have some hiccups that come up, who do you want on your side trying to figure this out with you? Somebody that's been in the business, you know, 6 months and has closed five deals? Probably not. So that's that part of it. Okay, so now what happens? You find that house that you really, really want. You can picture, you know, pulling into that garage, running into the house. Your daughter runs up to her room, you know, changes, puts in her on her PJs. Everybody meets in the family room and you start watching TV. This is my house. I can picture us here forever. Now what? You need to put an offer in on that property. What the offer is basically you're saying, I want to buy this place. And you talk with your realtor and you'll write up a contract, a purchase agreement. And you're going to say, okay, the house is on the market for X. Let's say it's $400,000. You're going to come back in and say, you know, we're comfortable paying. And this is the first step of this process. You're not going to go, most likely you're not going to say and go, okay, I'll pay $400,000. This is where the experience of your realtor comes in. How long has that property been on the market? What's the views? How many people have been through it? How many open houses has there been? All these things. So now we get a feel for that home. The you know, is it hot or is it not? So we come in. Let's say we bid 380. They come back and they say 390. You say 383. They say 385. Good. Okay, we'll buy it. So you write up the contract. Basically, it's saying we will agree to purchase this house within 30 days for that amount, X amount. That is your agreement. Okay. So now you get the attorneys involved. There's a period that they go through all of the contracts to make sure there's nothing missed there, or somebody didn't try to pull a fast one in on you saying, you know, if you don't close on X date, you owe us $10,000. Just something bizarre. And I've seen it. Believe me, I've seen it. So the attorney comes back and says, yep, everything looks fine. Now what? Okay. There's two things that, you know, there's an inspection on the home and there's an appraisal on the home. They're two completely different things. And this piece confuses a lot of people. The inspection is basically you're hiring an inspection company to come in and inspect the house for quality. Is there any issues with the property? So they're going to meticulously go through the plumbing, the electrical, check the roof. Is there leaking? Is there cracks? Is there cracks in the foundation? Is the, you know, the gutters all attached and working? Are the windows all attached, working, not broke, go up and down? You know, they're going to go meticulously through the house and tell you, is there anything wrong with the property? They're not there to give you a value. They're there to say, does the property have any issues? And what are those issues? Some things might come back that are minor. You know, you might have an outlet that just doesn't work or doesn't have a cover. Okay, go out and buy a cover for $2. The faucet might be leaking. Well, is it just you need a new faucet or a new little, you know, whatever goes in there? Things like that. Or, you know what, the roof, it's the shingles are buckling. There's mold up in the attic because of the leakage. That's an issue. That's the inspection part. You don't have to get an inspection. I would highly suggest you do. Again, if you're putting $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 or more into something, don't you want quality? Or do you want to just say, it's got mold, whatever? No, you're probably not going to do that. So that's the home inspection piece of this puzzle. Okay. Again, it's the quality and the maintenance and the, you know, what's the functionality of the home. It has nothing to do with the value of the home. When we come back, I'll explain to you a little bit about the appraisal process and, you know, when and where you get to that point. So I want to recap just a little bit. This is the steps of if you're looking to buy a house, you know, one, what is your credit like? Two, get the process started early. You know, don't hold off for a long time. talk to a mortgage consultant, hopefully me, and go through all the parameters. Do you qualify? Because if you don't qualify for financing and you don't have the cash, there's no use going any further. There's no use taking any more steps. So that's that part of it. Then you qualify for the mortgage and it'll say, okay, you're qualified at this amount. Now we get a realtor involved. What that realtor does, we put a contract in on a home and now we have the inspection. The inspection comes back and it's fine. I want to draw a conclusion here that you know everything is okay because we could draw out issues and run this show for 5 days. So now the inspection comes back and it's okay. Now what? The next segment two, we're going to take you from that part and now really dig into the mortgage section, not to bore you to death, to just show you what goes on at this point. So now you found that house, the house is in good condition, you have a price agreed upon. How do we get you from there to the day you get the keys? And that's what we're going to go over in section two. So I want to thank you for listening. I want to throw this out there. For those that don't know what I do or how I do it, I'm a mortgage broker. I've been doing it for 31 years. And why I say this is I get a lot of comments on YouTube that people don't. They're like, what do you do? And that's what I do. I help people get the financing for a house. And if I can help you, please give me a call. It's 630-338-1160. You can also find me on the web at 1160mortgage1160mortgage.com or Google search me, The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and you're going to find 100 different things about me and you know, look at them. Let me know what you think. So please stay tuned. When we get back, I'm going to take you from the inspection all the way to the keys in your hand. God bless. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. We're going to conclude this homeownership piece. It's been going on for 2 days. Now we want to get you into that house. We want to get the keys in your hand. You guys drive up the driveway. The kids run in the house. They go put their PJs on. We meet in the family room with a pizza, turn on the TV, and we have the house that we've always wanted. So how do we get there? So we've got the financing, you know, kind of pre-approved. We went out and found a house with a good realtor. We put the house under contract, meaning we've agreed upon a price with the seller of that home. Now we had an inspection. Everything's fine. There's no damages to the property. Everything is on the up and up and everything is good. Now what? So we got the pre-approval, but now we have to conclude that so we get the money. We can't close without the money. So basically, in most cases, when you sign the contract that you want to purchase a home, they give you 30 to 45 days to close on that loan. What they mean by close is you go to a closing. It's the closing of this deal, the conclusion of this deal. The seller gets the money and you get the keys. Okay? So now what happens is the mortgage piece of this puzzle is now in full force. We have, basically, you got to think of it, before when you had a pre-approval, there was no house involved. It's just saying, you're pre-approved for basically this mortgage payment, okay? So now, what happens? So now I'm going to say, I'm your mortgage guy, and I hopefully am. I get the contract from you. I call you up and go through any questions that you might have. Okay, any questions that you have, anything I should know about this home? You know, is there something that I need to know? Nope, everything is good. Okay, so now I know that property. So now I go out there and I say, here's the pieces of my puzzle on the mortgage side. Okay, I'm going to say you're buying this house for, I'm going to just use simple numbers, $400,000. You're buying a house for $400,000. Okay, so the financing piece, you need the down payment. We already spoke about the down payment in your pre-approval. We know that you're going with, and I'll just use simple numbers, 10% down. So it's $40,000. So we have a mortgage for $360,000. So there's the mortgage amount. I basically know the rate because we've already kind of prepared you for, here's the program that we're going to go with. So I know the rate. So now two other pieces of this puzzle that we don't know. What are the real estate taxes on the property? So I go out, I go to the county recorder of deeds, the county assessor's office. and I pulled down the tax bill. Now I know what the real estate taxes are. Please don't take what the MLS has or shows for this property's tax bill. I always tell my clients, you know, let me know the property that you're really interested in. I'll pull the tax bill and invalidate the taxes that show on the MLS sheets or all the information that you find on the web about that property. So that's the taxes. The taxes are going to be a part of your payment, the real estate taxes. Now, call your insurance agent. Tell them, give them the property address on what home you're looking to buy. And tell them the loan amount. They're going to ask you some multiple questions. They're going to come back with a quote for your homeowner's insurance. Okay? So now we know we have a loan for $360,000. And we have that's our loan amount. So that gives us a payment of what on the loan. Now we add in your taxes and insurance on that property. Now we have your payment. Okay? So now we know the payment. So now that piece of the puzzle is there. So I most likely don't have to rerun your credit, but we have to validate the information on your application. And I probably have already done this, but I might need to update it. The validated pieces of the puzzle are your income. So I'm going to need your last two pay stubs, the last 2 years' taxes and W-2s. Okay, that's the income. That's how we break down the income. The credit, I already have. I already have your credit report. So again, we're going over the biggest pieces of the puzzle on the mortgage side. Credit, income, down payment. So now you're saying I'm putting down 10% or I'm putting down $40,000. Where is it? Well, it's in this account. Okay, I need those accounts. So I get your savings account statements or your 401k statement, whatever statement where you have that monies, and I get those statements from you. So now I have those pieces of the puzzle from you. So now what I do is I send your information or give your information to what we call an underwriter. What the underwriter does, they have that magic pen that says, yes, this information is accurate, and yes, I am approving their loan finally. Okay? So they'll come back and say, yes, you stated that they make X amount of money, and we validated that with their pay stubs and W-2s and tax returns. You said that they had X amount of money as the down payment. Well, we got the bank statements. That validates that. Click. That's good. Okay, so now what? Now the appraisal. So now all the biggest pieces of your puzzle for the financing is there, but now it's the house part of things. So now we need an appraisal done. The appraisal is, again, different from the inspection. The inspection was the quality of the home, nothing to do with value. The appraisal is a lot to do with value and a good amount to do with the quality of the home. Okay. So I'm not deteriorating the quality of the house because they can't have, you know, you don't want to have cracks in the foundation that might have issues. Again, those have all hopefully have already been addressed by the inspection. So the inspection went well. So everything should go well in this part. So the appraisal gets done and it is basically, we want to know the value of this house. Are we overpaying for this house? You know, that we've agreed to a $400,000 purchase. Wonder if the house comes in at $360,000 is the value. That's that curveball that I said would might be thrown at you at some point. So now what? So now we get the attorneys involved. We get the realtors involved. I get involved. And we now it's the negotiation piece. We're not going to pay $400,000 for something that's worth $360,000. Okay, so now this is that curveball I told you about. So now we're going to work on that. But let's assume that appraisal comes in at $400,000. Awesome. So now that goes to the underwriter, that person with the magic pen, and they go through it. Everything looks good. It's valued right. There's nothing wrong with the property. So everything is good on the appraisal side of things. So you might hear me or someone say, cleared to close. What that means. Clear to close means you're cleared. Everything is done. Your income has been signed off on. Your credit has been signed off on. Your down payment has been signed off on. And the value of the house and the house has been cleared and signed off on. Meaning it's been cleared. It's been validated. It's been okayed. All right. So now, all that is done. So now what? Now is the big, we're going to wait for the big day. everybody's going to coordinate a closing date. It's probably already coordinated on that contract that you signed, you know, weeks ago. It's going to say, you know what, we're closing on the 30th of the month at 6 o'clock. I'll make it 4 o'clock in Naperville. Cool. So now everything gets pieced together. All the numbers from everybody comes together. It gets balanced. And you're going to go to an attorney's office or a what they call a title company. Everybody's going to meet at one location. You're going to go there. We're going to be there with the money. The seller's going to be there with the keys. You sign all of the loan papers. I give you the money. You give the money to the seller. The seller gives you the keys. And we're done. We're done. You now have a house. You go, you jump out of there. You go get the pick up the kids from school. You run and you get that pizza. You pull up in the driveway. You click the button. You pull into the garage. The kids go up and change. You come down into the living room. You flick on the TV and... If you ever bought a house, that's not what happens. You have the moving company sitting there. You have everybody and their mother, your relatives, everybody trying to help you move in, get all this acclimated. But I wanted to paint a good picture. So that's the piece. That's the mortgage process, or that's the home buying process. I hope you found this educational. And again, please, these are 8 steps. If you would, go back and write them down. Write them down and follow them. It's a recipe. Think of it as a recipe. If you miss one of these links, what's the end result going to be? I don't know. And I don't know about you. I don't like not knowing. Especially in a situation where I might be spending $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, or my signature be on something that I owe $500,000. So that's the process. That's the process on how to buy a home. And again, I'm not saying it's completely simple. But at least if you follow these steps, it's going to give you a peace of mind on where you're getting to and how you're going to get there. So again, my name is Dan Frio. If you want to find out anything about me or if I can help you during this process, and I can help you with the mortgage piece, the financing, I can help you find that full-time qualified realtor in your neighborhood or the neighborhood you're looking for. I can help you with the attorney that we need that's going to help us if there's a curveball thrown. I'll help you, you know, get in touch with a home inspector that's going to go through that home meticulously to make sure there's no issues that you're going to face or could possibly face. I'd love to help. So to reach out to me, the best way to get me is you can give me a call at 630-338-1160. Find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com, 1160mortgage.com. Or the best way to probably find out anything and everything about me is just Google The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And hopefully you find out as much as you need to know about me. So I want to thank you for listening today. And please check these out on iTunes, YouTube, anywhere you can find me. It would be awesome. And if you need me, please reach out. God bless. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.